Hello and welcome to Access to Justice, a Carter Center-sponsored program on Star Radio FM 104. Access to Justice is designed to improve rule of law and increase legal literacy across Liberia. On today's edition, Councillor Tiawa Gongolo, Liberia's Solicitor General, is my guest to discuss how cases are transferred from the circuit courts to the highest court in the land, that is the Supreme Court. Councillor Gongolo will also look back at the transfer of cases from the magistrate courts to the circuits and much more. Welcome to Access to Justice, Councillor Gongolo.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure to be here.
My name is Bruce Boy, your usual legal friend. Do stay with us if you can. Councillor Gongolo, let's begin with this quickly. But before I go to you, Councillor Gongolo, you can call us if you have any concerns and you want to ask the Solicitor General, especially with regards to how cases travel from one court to the other, especially from the circuits to the Supreme Court. You can call us on 077-281-266, 077-281-266, or 06471-425. 06471-425. Or better still, you can text us at 077-200-841. Councillor Gongolo, let's first look back at the transfer of cases from the magisterial courts to the circuits. How does that happen?
Okay, when you have a criminal case, like someone is charged with theft, the matter goes to the magisterial court. If it is beyond the trial jurisdiction of the magistrate court, and if the defendant does not, well, these are the things that defendants need to do. Defendants can ask for preliminary examination where defendant feels that he or she has been charged wrongly by the police.
Right.
And then the government will have an obligation to produce witnesses to show that something actually happened. And if the magistrate is convinced that nothing happened, the case will be dismissed. Right in the magisterial court. And if the magistrate feels that something happened, then the magistrate would then compile a record of the case and send it to the circuit court.
So it's during the preliminary hearing that you try to establish what you call the probable cause.
Probable cause.
Okay.
That is what I call something happened.
Okay.
Probable cause.
Okay, something happened. Right.
Right. And so when it goes to the circuit court, then the county attorney will take it, put the records together, and then appear before the grand jury. The grand jury are ordinary people, 15 ordinary men and women from the community. They will look at the evidence. The same witnesses that the government had before in the magistrate court or some additional witnesses will appear before the grand jury. They will testify and say something happened. If the grand jury is satisfied that there is probable cause, what I call something happened, then they will come up with something called a true bill. A true bill is to say we agree that something happened.
That something really happened.
That true bill is taken before the circuit court, and based upon a true bill, a writ of arrest is issued, is ordered by the clerk of court, and then served on the person who is accused of the crime. That's how the person comes before court.
What if the court finds out, the higher court or the jurors, the people who are taken from the communities that will look into the case.
They find out that nothing happened.
Nothing really happened.
When nothing happened, they call it bill of ignoramus.
Okay.
The bill of ignoramus means nothing happened. Okay. But when there's bill of ignoramus against a person, you're not just free, because under the law, the government has one more time. The next term of court, another grand jury can look into the matter again, and the grand jury finds out that, in fact, they think something actually happened, they will come up with a true bill. But if they find out that nothing happened and they come up with a bill of ignoramus, that means you are free now from that case.
Finally free.
Free, because two grand jurors have looked at, your case and found out that nothing happened. I'll give you an example. You remember some 2 years ago, I think it was 2006, this young man, Chris Eugene Taylor, who is on the run now, the first grand jury in Mosorado County, he was charged with a corruption case where he took $105,000 from the central bank.
Yeah.
And the first grand jury came up with a bill of ignoramus, meaning that they didn't feel that something happened. As soon as it happened, he went and sued the central bank for $1.5 million damages. I went on Truth Radio that time and said, look, the time has not reached yet because we have one more time to go. So this action of damages is premature. Let him just wait. We file our answer to the action of damages, but within not even 1 month later, the new grand jury was impaneled the next term of court. And we took the same evidence before the new grand jury. And the new grand jury came up with a true bill, and we went before the circuit court, got a writ. Writ was served for him. We tried him. He was found guilty. We went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court affirmed the judgment of guilt. We have come down in the lower court. He's on a run. We can't find him. This is the man who wanted to sue for damages. But let's look at magisterial court where they have trial jurisdiction, for example. Say loitering, which is an infraction, or
passing around the
street, mm. or public drunkenness, which is also an infraction, where you appear publicly drunk. That is a crime.
It's a crime.
It is a crime on our law. Yeah,
but then why don't you arrest a lot of people?
Well, you know, police has an obligation to do that, but you know, we're running behind armed robbers. We're running behind drug dealers and serious crimes, you know, rapists.
So you can
and
pay
all
more attention to
exactly, but
less crime.
Our penal law is full of crimes that are meant to keep a decent society. For example, it is a crime to send a minor, a little child, a child below 18 years, to buy alcoholic beverage. Mm. It is a crime.
But that is happening.
It is happening. It is a crime. You know, so we have all those kind of crimes now for the infractions. When they are tried in a magisterial court and you're not satisfied, you can appeal to the circuit court.
The accused.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can appeal to the circuit court.
So and that is how it will go up.
Right. When you appeal to the circuit court, you announce appeal, you carry your record to the circuit court. The circuit court will look at it and try it a new trial.
Yeah, like nothing happened. The
nothing happened in the court below. Mm-hmm. And when they try it now and find out that something, that you did something, then then you can also announce appeal from there to the Supreme Court. So, for example, loitering. Mm. Because Supreme Court, under our law, can take any case from $1 case to $10 million case.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, loitering, for example, happens. Somebody accused you of loitering and said, no, I was not loitering. We win a case in a magistrate court, the state. Mm. You go to the circuit court, right?
Appeal to the circuit court.
Yeah, and they try all over again. They say, yes, we agree. You did something. You appeal to the Supreme Court. Mm. Here are the rules. First, you must announce appeal on record in the open court and say, I announce appeal to the Supreme Court.
When?
Right as soon as the judgment comes. Mm-hmm. Once they say you are guilty, they say, Bruce Boy, you are guilty.
No, that may find different.
Or they say, John Brown, you are guilty. If they say you are guilty, you announce appeal on the record.
What happens if you don't?
If you don't announce appeal on record, you lose your right. Because first step is to announce appeal on record. If you don't, you're not going to say, I'm going home tomorrow, I will announce appeal. No. Or you're not going to say, 2 hours from now, I will announce appeal. First, I'm going to cry and cause people good before I come by and announce appeal. No. You announce appeal right there. Then when you announce appeal, the law also requires that the next step is within 10 days, you must file something called bill of exception. All the things that the judge did that you agree with, that you consider to be wrong.
Right.
You announce it.
Where will you announce it?
I mean, you write it down and file it before the judge.
The same judge?
Yeah, you file it in a court, with the clerk of court within 10 days.
The judge that found you guilty or the court that found you guilty?
The very court that found you guilty, judge that was there. You file it and it has to be the same judge.
Okay.
So you file it before the clerk of court within 10 days.
Okay.
If you file it on the 11th day, you are out of court. They will can appeal. Even though you announce appeal, the government, we will file motion to dismiss your appeal.
Okay.
And the judgment will be enforced.
Okay.
That's the second thing.
Right. Now, third one.
If you don't, so if you file it, it takes, then I want to level the judge. The judge also is required to take 10 days to sign it.
Okay.
All right.
Why would it take that long?
No, because maybe you lie on the judge. You look at it, you can put note and say the other one you said are not correct. The other one not correct. Then he can sign it and say, I sign it as per my correction. All right? Because he too defending himself. When you appeal.
Oh, so the appeal, your concerns will be against that particular judge?
Yeah. Appeal actually is against a judge.
Okay.
You say the man didn't judge the man or the woman or the man didn't judge the case correctly.
Okay.
Because your opponent, the Republic of Liberia, is not the one deciding the case.
Right.
That the judge deciding.
The judge deciding.
So when you appeal that complaint against the judge, but because we are the one who are interested in the case, so we the one can go on appeal in the Supreme Court. Now, when you file after the bill of exception, there's something else called the notice of completion of appeal. Within 60 days, after you finish filing the bill of exception, within 10 days, within 60 days, you must file your notice of completion of appeal before the clerk of court and say, I've finished with everything.
Inclusive of the 10 days the judge will take to make corrections maybe on the document?
No, that one different. Okay. The 10 days that for bill of exception, right? From the time you file your bill of exception, it takes, you have to go, from the time you announce your appeal, 60 days.
Okay.
60 days for you to file. Within 60 days, all the time we're talking about, within 10 days after you announce your appeal, you must file your bill of exception. Within 60 days, you must file your notice of completion of appeal. And serve it on the other party that are finished. That us now, it must be served on.
On the state.
Yes. So if you don't announce appeal, if you don't file bill of exception, if you don't file notice of completion of appeal, if you don't do those three things, your appeal can be dismissed. It will not be heard in a criminal case.
So what kind of cases get transferred from magistrate courts to the circuits?
Those cases...
Any case?
No. Cases that the magistrate court does not have trial jurisdiction over. Well, let me put it this way: all cases get a transfer one on appeal.
Okay.
For the cases that the magistrate has trial jurisdiction over,
on appeal,
when the person announces appeal, the magistrate will then send the whole record to the circuit court.
Okay.
If the magistrate does not have trial jurisdiction over the case, then if there is no request for preliminary examination, once the magistrate issue writ and the person is arrested and he or she is told of the rights, that they have a right to remain silent, to get counsel, and to file bond, right? If it is a billable offense, then after that, the records will be sent to the circuit court and then it will go to the grand jury. So those are the two cases, either on appeal or if it is an indictable offense, send it to the circuit court.
Is it important for cases to travel from one court to another in any way?
Yeah, it is important.
Why?
Because the law provides for different jurisdictions. Just how you people are in this radio station, you have some people who read news, and you have some people who make announcements, you have some people who deal with agricultural programs and different programs. So the courts, too, have jurisdiction. And then you have some people here who don't come in the studio, but they are administrators. You got supervisors. Then you have the head of the whole station. So you come from the lower level, and then you go until you reach the top level. So the lowest level under our jurisdiction are magistrate court, the next level that is circuit court, the next level that is Supreme Court. And law give them different powers. All of those processes are meant to make sure that justice is done, especially in criminal cases. The reason why we say the law provides that you take matters to the police station in the criminal justice system is that maybe the matter you take to the police station is a civil matter. The police will say, no, this one is a civil matter. It's not crime. We can't arrest somebody for it.
But so civil matters, you don't arrest
people? You don't arrest people for it.
The courts can summon people?
Yeah. Somebody owe you debt? No. Somebody spoil your name? No. All those things that are civil matters, somebody take your property and you won't get it from them, that's civil matter.
You go straight to the court?
Right. Because civil matters, the complainant, the person who property was taken,
the United States.
In criminal cases, that the government of Liberia who they complaining.
Okay.
Because the government of Liberia wants to make sure the law provides, the government of Liberia has an obligation to make sure that there is law and order, to make sure that it protects everybody, every citizen, every resident of Liberia, every foreigner who comes in this country, to make sure that people's rights are respected and protected. That is state responsibility. So when you violate any of the law, then you making the state vex, you get you against the state.
So if I owed someone and the person went to the police to come to arrest me, can I resist?
It's wrong. You cannot resist any arrest from the police. You go to the police and you explain that I have committed no crime. but you cannot resist. You know, the police officer got the flag on one shoulder and the seal of Liberia on one shoulder. That the police officer represents the whole of the Republic of Liberia. So when you disrespect the police, you're disrespecting the government of Liberia, you're disrespecting Liberia.
But complying with the ignorance maybe of the police officer and the person who will come to arrest me, and I went there, am I not giving in to evil? Or?
No, our law provides that you can even sue a police officer for damages, for acting against the duty manual and for acting against the law. And even without civil matter, the law provides under Section 12.70 of the Penal Law that a police officer or any public official can be arrested and charged with abuse of public office. We have done that in this country.
Okay,
it's called official oppression.
Okay, Councillor Gongolo, thank you very much. Yet are we you listening to the program Access to Justice, and it's heard on Star Radio FM 104 just about this time. And today I have with me as guest Councillor Chiawa Gongolo. He's the Solicitor General, and he's discussing how cases travel from one court to the other, especially from lower courts to the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land. If you have any concerns and you want to talk to the Solicitor General, you can call us on 077-281-266 or 06-471-425 or text us at 077-200-841. Councillor Gongolo, let's look at the Supreme Court sana. What are the procedures of getting to the Supreme Court from the Circuit Court?
I think that's what we just said, that you announce an appeal. You, within 60 days after the judgment is rendered, you file your notice. Well, you announce an appeal within 10 days after the judgment is rendered. You file your bill of exception within 60 days after the judgment is rendered. You file your notice of completion of appeal. These things are things that the lawyers who are representing people know. Also, you must know that in the Supreme Court, only lawyers can appear there.
Why?
Counselors are law. Ordinary people can't appear there and say, I will talk my own case. No.
Why not?
That's what the law say.
All okay, right. I understand we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller, your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Rebecca Fala. I'm calling
from where?
From Freeport.
Yes, what's your concern?
Okay, my concern here is, I want to find out, they are talking about civil law. Sewa Mata, hello?
Yes, we only
learned. Sewa Mata, police do not arrest Sewa Mata. In case somebody owe me, and this man had escaped long ago, I don't even know his weather, but unfortunately, I follow when he in the street. Do I have right to call the police to intervene until we are sent to court?
No.
Okay, then the second one is, in case now I was on the car and somebody insulted me on the car, because I don't want to apply violence by fighting the person or retaliating. Do I have the right to call the police to intervene until where we are sent to court?
Well, let me go with the last one. For somebody to insult you is a crime. It's disorderly conduct. So that is a crime. And the police has a, and the police should arrest the person for that. So that one there, you know, you should just report to the police immediately.
But the person, they didn't slap you, they didn't do anything.
No, to insult another person, it is sort of conduct. Using abusive language is wrong. The law makes it a violation.
Okay.
So you should call the police immediately and inform the police that this person is doing this to you.
What about the first issue?
The first issue is civil in nature. Now, this person owes you and you can't find the person. The person has some kind of address, but you can't find the person. You see the person in the street. The police cannot arrest the person. It's a civil matter. It's dead.
But how we had?
It's dead. It's dead. You know, and
so
because
what would the person do?
And the person is because the person is in the street doesn't change it. Go to court. Go and file for your complaint. Go and file your complaint, and then they will issue a writ of summons.
Where will you
against
find
the person?
Again?
When they issue a writ of summons, oh, there's something you can arrest. If you issue a writ of summons by attachment.
What's
so
that?
Attachment means that this person here, you want to make sure that you can get your judgment enforced. So that means you give something a bond. And some of the reason you give maybe would be that this man might not be willing to comply with any judgment coming of this court.
But the first thing is, Councillor Kongolo, the mayor owed you some money. He's been evading, and then all of a sudden you bother with him at a free port. Will you go to court?
Let me tell you how the law operates.
I understand we have a caller on the line. Wait a minute. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Gamson Zulu, calling from the bypass.
Your concern, please.
Yes, like the lady said, I want to understand certain thing. Where somebody are having to receive money from you, maybe for a land, and the land the person receives the money for, you get to know that the land was not for that person. In that light, do we consider it to be a civil case or a criminal case?
It is a criminal case. The person received money from you under false pretense.
That's deception.
He had no land in the first place. So that's theft. He has committed a crime against the state.
So you call police for that one?
Oh, yes. You call police immediately.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
okay, but, you know, let me tell you, if somebody even steals from you and you allow the person, the matter is going to court, and you allow the person, well, even to the police station, you allow the person to make promissory note to pay, is no more a crime. It has changed to civil.
Why?
Oh, well, you know, in crime, you don't do promissory note.
Ah.
Promissory note means that there's a definite amount and there's an obligation by someone to pay, and a definite date is shown, so that becomes debt.
But
the Supreme Court ruled on that in many cases where people were hurrying up. They say the criminal case would take a long time, so since the mayor has agreed to pay, let's just make promissory note. And for crooks, they will make promissory note and pay a small amount. Then I don't care what you do now, you carry it back to police or you try to get an indictment. If you get a sympathetic county attorney who just ignores the law and try to get an indictment to compare the person to sort of pay your money, if the person has a lawyer who knows the law better, they will say, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will say, this issue, I mean, there's a promissory note here. So promissory note is a civil matter. You should have taken the case to debt court because the person has acknowledged that there's a certain amount that he has an obligation to pay, and a certain date was shown to pay.
But
so for that failure, it should have gone civil and not criminal.
But this issue where the lady asks,
yeah, she said
where someone
she said the person
and be
but
running
the
away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, it sounds illogical you would see the person and say, "Don't call the police."
Well, you know, when you decide to credit someone, you have an obligation too. You know what the banks do. You want to get loan, and they want to get some kind of bond. They want to get something that they can hold if you don't pay. But if an ordinary person acts on the basis of trust, you just trust the president and you credit the president, you got some responsibility too. Those are the chances that you take. Those are the risks that you take. But the law will not therefore give you chance, will not pay taxpayers to go and deal with your misjudgment by arresting the person. No.
So you see the man, you just let him go and you go to the court.
Oh, yeah.
You come back and you can find the man.
That
He's
is
gone.
What rule of law is about. By obeying the law and following the process, it's not about convenience and expediency.
But why if you just contact the police, say, look, let's carry this man to a nearby court.
That person, if the president knows the law better, the president is able to sue the police later on for official oppression because the police has no authority to arrest people for crime.
So you're giving people who are crediting from others the chance now to maybe not pay them?
No, if people don't want to use the banking system and people don't want to use the principles for crediting that requires that you get a guarantee and all of that, and they act on the basis of trust like they are church people, then those are the things that they suffer, the embarrassment they suffer.
Okay, let's look back at the Supreme
but
Court.
But let me on Supreme Court.
Yeah, on the Supreme
so
Court.
So after issue. we go to Supreme Court, what do we get? I think we should talk about that.
Yeah, right? But before we go there, at the Supreme Court, you already told us that ordinary people don't go there.
No, only lawyers can go there.
So doesn't the Supreme Court listen to witnesses?
No, Supreme Court is a court. It's an appellate court.
What does that mean?
It means that it only reviews cases that have been decided. All the trials take place in the circuit court. In Supreme Court, no witness can testify. They only review the records that come from the court below.
From the lower courts.
Yes, that's why prisoners don't appear in the Supreme Court. Once the case has been decided, if you are in prison, it's a capital offense, you'll be in prison until the matter is decided by the Supreme Court. If you are on bond, you will be on bond until the matter is decided, unless the judge, you know, nullifies your bond and put you in jail. So Supreme Court only look at papers. It doesn't look at only the papers. There are the papers and the two lawyers on one on the other side, one on one side. Those are the people. And there are five justices sitting in the Supreme Court and not one judge.
Mm-hmm.
In a magistrate court, sometimes like one judge and one magistrate and sometimes two associate magistrates, maximum of three sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes two. In the circuit court, only one judge. In the Supreme Court, to make sure that justice is done, five lawyers are sitting as judges. They are justices of the Supreme Court, and they are well-learned lawyers, so they look at your case. So when all five of them say, sometimes when three of them say the case against the man or the woman is correct, the court below, they make any mistake. So the judgment, we agree, we affirm the judgment. Then that's it. Your own, you take it to governor. No other place. Presidents, I can't change it.
Nowhere else.
Nobody can change it. The president can't change it. The legislature, the senator and representative can't change it. Nothing. That's it. Final.
So that is why people fear the Supreme Court.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. When the Supreme Court decide, that's it. In this country. That's our law. Nobody can review the Supreme Court. Even the Republican, all this, the citizens of Liberia can't go vote and change the Supreme Court opinion. Like how, you know, we can vote to change president. You can't change the Supreme Court opinion about vote. It is very powerful because the Supreme Court that says what the law is. Now, when you come from the Supreme Court, say, for example, they say you murder someone.
Mm.
The record go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court look at it and say, the man, the evidence, maybe the man murdered, but the evidence here does not show that he murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And the least element of doubt in a criminal case operates in favor of the defendant.
Why should it happen that way?
That why the whole report of Liberia on one side and the accused person on one side. So the law can be leaning on the side of the accused until you prove that he's guilty. Everyone accused of a crime is presumed innocent until you're proven guilty.
Mm.
I come to Zo Banjo case all the time. The man was accused of killing some people down water side.
Mm-hmm.
Then police people went there, were trying to stop him or shooting. Then soldier went there shooting. So when the mother went to circuit court here, the jury found him guilty and went to Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, which shot killed the people?
Mm-hmm.
Zo Banjo was shooting, police were shooting, army was shooting. So who killed the people? That was doubted. So that operated in favor of Zo Banjo, the Supreme Court changed the decision. It will reverse to the senator and free Zo Banjo.
Okay.
Yeah.
The voice of Solicitor General Tiawan Gungalo. He's been telling us how cases travel from the lower court to the Supreme Court and the procedures thereat. You listen to it on Access to Justice right here on Star Radio. My name is Bruce Boy, your usual legal friend. Do have a pleasant time.